everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전제 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today it is Thursday, July 30th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 30일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Let's take a look at it here. This one's from 1991, and it's a pretty hefty headline here. It's quite long, so we'll read it in Korean, we'll break it down in English, and then I'll give you all the juicy details about it. So let's kick it off here. It says, 출근길 운동, 교통지옥도 탈출하고 건강도 챙기는 직장생활 일석이조. And so what that's saying there is exercise on the way to work, escaping the traffic, quote unquote, like misery, I guess you said. Technically, the term is hell. I'm going to refer to it as like a misery here, but it's called hell, traffic hell. And it says healthy working life and killing two birds with one stone. So it's kind of these expressions that were broken down and smushed together. But what we're saying here is that on the way to work, or before they would technically go to work, they would go and work out at these, gyms or these health centers to do things like aerobics or swimming. And a lot of them found that it also avoided those main rush hour times. And so they were able to kind of stay away from that and get there a little bit earlier. And then also they found that this kind of lifestyle of getting up early and going and doing these activities gave them more energy and a healthy working life. So it came down to that 사자성어that we learned from Daniel, that 일석이조, which was killing two birds with one stone. So that was like the main kind of breakdown of this headline here. But let's take a look at some of these words. I'm sure all of you guys remember 출근길 and 퇴근길. We often say 출퇴근 시간, like things like that. The 출근길 is on the way to work. So 출근 is to go to work, and then 길, as we remember, is like the road. So on the way to work, they exercise, 운동, that's exercise there. And then when we're talking about the 교통지옥, it's talking about a lot of traffic, because 교통 is traffic and 지옥 is the term for hell. And so when you kind of put this together, it gives that feeling of just so much traffic, it is miserable. And then they talk about escaping that, that's where that 탈출 come in. 탈출. So we're talking about escaping that and just improving your work life and your health. So 건강 is health, and work life is 직장생활. 직장생활, because 생활 is that everyday life, and 직장 is the term for your work. And so we're talking about killing those two birds with one stone. I want everyone to remember this. 일석이조, because we have talked about this how many times here. But basically, I kind of think it's a really good idea for people who that works with their lifestyle. For me, I suffer from insomnia. 네, 저 불면증이 있어서 뭐 아침에 운동하면 기운이 없고 차라리 그냥 밤에 하는 게 많은 도움이 됐어요. 뭐 운동하면 바로 자고 푹 쉬어요. So I find that I do better at night exercising because I have insomnia. And so if I exercise, I just fall right asleep. I just am like, done. But if I exercise in the morning, I have no energy for the rest of the day. So for me, it's not my lifestyle choice. But if it works for you, go for it. So I'm kind of curious here. Have any of you done any aerobics or actually swimming classes? I want to know if any of you have done swimming classes before here. Please leave some comments on the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. Would love to hear from you guys. 네, 여러분, 수영 배워보셨나요? 50원의 유로 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. But now let's listen to our next song. It's by 이원식 and it's called Running Man. Hey, Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전제 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, before I get into our final headline here, I do want to take a look at just a couple comments we got in. First off is Leah May. She says, I used to just walk or jog to university and work daily for close to 6 years. And when I have motivations or when I get called chubby cute, I took up night kickboxing to lose some of those baby fats. Leah May, that is so cool. Did you know that actually I took kickboxing as well back when I was in college? I took it for, I want to say 6 months. It was really hard and I had these awesome bruises on my legs all the time. Very attractive. 10 out of 10 recommend. But that's so cool. That's really impressive. I mean, no matter what your body shape is or however you look, you're always beautiful. It's just what's important is how you feel about yourself and staying healthy and things like that. So kickboxing is such a great way to do that. And it's really fun and you look like super cool. I wanted to use a different word, but I can't say it on the air. So I'm just going to say super cool instead, but really awesome, Leah May. And finally, Fairy Renjun here says, I teach younger kids swim lessons. Oh my gosh. But sometimes even the kids are taller than me. Struggle of my life. I am considered very short in my hometown, and I'm not even that short. But a lot of the times, I was also a lifeguard for a period of time. And yeah, I would have kids that would be taller than me when I would do swim classes as well. And I was just like, really? Oh my goodness. Why am I? I'm so short. Genetics, man. But anyway, thank you so much for your comments. But now let's get into our final headline. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. I'm just going to take this headline, break it down, make it nice and easy for you guys, give you the key words, key phrases, and just key information that you need in order to understand what's going on in the news. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is a little interesting here. It's about how people use time. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 시간 활용에 대한 내용이네요. So, we're gonna read this off in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. Let's take a look. It says, 요즘 사람들 학습 여가 시간 오히려 줄었다. And that's saying there, these days, 요즘, that's these days, people spend less time to study and relax. But it's kind of talking about rather here. It like has this instead feeling in there. In English, you're kind of doing this comparison thing, but we're not putting the subjects here of what's being compared. But they're kind of emphasizing that they're spending less time to study and more time kind of relaxing here. And so I'll read out why that is. The National Statistics Office here in Korea kind of talked about the living time survey for 2019. And apparently, the amount of time spent sleeping or taking care of like your looks, kind of investing in your looks, has increased. And the amount of time spent working or studying has actually decreased. I mean, not by a lot here. Don't think it's over too much here. The average time spent for sleeping, eating, and like essential activities, I guess you could say, was 11 hours and 34 minutes, which only increased about 20 minutes compared to 5 years ago. So it's not like we're losing a whole day to this or anything. And sleeping time increased about 13 minutes, which is pretty great. But the time spent on work decreased, get this, 3 minutes. That's it. 3 minutes, it says here. Decreased 3 minutes. And time spent on studying decreased 13 minutes. So I feel like it's not something to get too like, oh my gosh, we're not working that much. It was 3 minutes and 13 minutes. But still, it makes me really happy to hear that slowly kind of things are sort of maybe changing where there's a little more focus put into mental health, your physical health, and just kind of taking care of yourself. Apparently, the average time for going to bed was on Sunday, it was the earliest. A lot of people said about 11:17, 11:15. 9 p.m. that time. And the latest time was on Fridays, which kind of got pushed to about 11:32 specifically. But basically, people were talking about study versus spare time. And so that 학습 is the term for studying, whereas that 여가 is that spare time, that free time, 여가 시간. So I'm really glad to hear that that's sort of been decreasing. When I was a teacher, I would always get really stressed out seeing my students who would be studying way late into the night. It really, like, I know these days a lot of people aren't able to go to hagwons and things like that, so I feel terrible, but it just, it really made me feel sad to see them so tired in my classrooms. 네, 요즘에는 코로나의 영향으로 학원에 못 다니는 경우가 생겼지만 아, 몇 년 전에는 제가 선생님이었을 때는 많은 학생들이 수업 시간에 너무 졸려 보였거든요. 왜 그렇게 피곤하냐고 물어봤을 때 학생이 아, 어젯밤 늦은 시간까지 학원 가고 집에 와서도 숙제도 해야 돼서 2시간밖에 못 잤대요. Oh, 진짜, they only slept about 2 hours, they told me. 뭐, 그때 당시에 제가 가르쳤던 학생들이 많았는데, 물어보니까 평균적으로 학원 5개 정도 다니는 것 같았어요. It was crazy. They on average was about, like, going to 5 학원s, and it was just really sad. So I'm really glad to hear that the lifestyles are a little bit changing and maybe more emphasis put on the sleep and the health and things like that. But I'm curious to see what you guys have to say. What activity do you spend your time doing the most these days? Let me know in the comments. 네, 여러분이 요즘 시간을 제일 많이 쓰는 일은 무엇인가요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. But now, let's take a listen to Pet Shop Boys, and the song is called I Wouldn't Normally Do This Kind of Thing.